Ah, there you are. We've been waiting for you. If you've been struggling to get your personal fitness on track and keep it there, then you're in the perfect place. Because this guy is good. And I mean really good. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast, where you get simplified strategies and unique insights on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and life itself from best-selling author and progressive fitness innovator, Joey Atlas. He's been helping people achieve sustainable fitness success for over 30 years in ways that are realistic, doable, and super effective. And now he's helping you. So clear your mind and get ready for a powerful dose of health-improving, life-enhancing wisdom from the Fitness Whisperer himself, Joey Atlas.
Thank you, Melissa, and thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to the Fitness Whisperer podcast. I'm your host, Joey Atlas, and I am the Fitness Whisperer. This is episode number 5, and you're going to love this one because here's what I did. I set up a conversational Q&A with my master coach, Mary Ann, who is the master coach at the Sculpt2Fit studio in St. John's in Mandarin, Florida. Now, if you're a long-distance listener from, say, Australia or New Zealand or any other awesome country, then you probably don't know her yet. But if you're local here in St. John's or Mandarin, especially if you're a client at the studio, then it's very well you may know Mary Ann already. But there's a lot about her that many people do not know, even people close to her. And we're going to share some of that in today's episode number 5. We're going to go into her story. We're going to go into the story of how she and I met and how she ended up becoming the master coach at the Sculpt2Fit studio. And we also talk about who's up next to potentially become master coach as well. And we're going to reveal some valuable tips, insights, and inspiration that will help you regardless of your age and regardless of your gender. Men, women, 16 or 96, it doesn't matter. You're going to get a lot out of this. Now, before I reveal too much, I'm just going to say a couple quick things. Master Coach Mary Ann is basically like the female version of me. She allows me to do all the things I do without having to be in the studio doing some of the hands-on important stuff. She's the quarterback there, along with Nikki, who I would say is the general manager, my director of smooth operations. And then we have Coach Corinne and Coach Casey. Together, they make the show run while I'm able to do most of the marketing and the content creation from afar, or at least a few miles down the road. One of the cool things that happened is that Master Coach Mary Ann was an independent trainer early on in our friendship. Long story short, when she came in to try the method at the studio, she had a revelation. She knew she had to be part of the team, and she proposed to bring all of her clients with her. That was amazing. And we talk more about that in this episode. She also reveals what her mom, at the prime time age of only 66, does to stay in fantastic shape despite her injuries and challenges. Plus, we reveal a few more mind-shifting ideas and concepts. Now, don't forget to stay tuned into the end because I'm going to give you your Atlas Action Coaching Assignment, which you're going to be able to use starting today. Now, before we get into the juicy stuff, I have 3 quick important items to remind you about. 1, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, what are you waiting for? Be sure to go to thejoeyatlas.com. That's thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. Once you hit that page, you'll be able to subscribe. You will never miss an episode. You'll be able to get all the past episodes as well. How cool is that? And this is free. And then all I ask is that if you love this, which would be hard not to, please rate it. It's really important that you rate the podcast because it actually helps other people who need it be able to find it much more easily. I know it sounds simple, but it really does work. So please rate it after you subscribe to it. 2nd, Do not forget to come get your free Fit for Life fitness training program on the website. That's thejoeyatlas.com. thejoeyatlas.com. It's an awesome program, whether you're just starting out or just starting out again after a bunch of years off, or if you've been exercising for quite a few years. Maybe you consider yourself intermediate or advanced, and you need some things simplified, you need some changes, you need maybe a new way to approach your fitness that's simpler and more effective, then you have nothing to lose. This is free, and I promise you, even if you use only one out of the 14 video training sessions, you're going to get something out of it. And if you love them all, you'll be able to rotate these for weeks and weeks on end to create a full program that keeps bringing you results. Third, all I ask is that you share all of this. It costs a lot of money to put this together, every episode and everything that I've put into the website for you costs a lot of money, a lot of time, and you're getting this all for free. So all I ask is that you share this with anybody you know. There's got to be at least one person in your life you can think of that can benefit from some of this. Maybe you can even think of 5 people, 10 people. If so, awesome. Share it with them. You never know what one little gesture can do to change somebody's life. All right, it's time for us to get into the good stuff. So here we go. All right. This is Joey Atlas with the Fitness Whisperer, episode number 5. We've got the Candid Cam fired up in the background. So if you're listening to this in audio and you want to see this on video, be sure you come back to thejoeyatlas.com, and in the upper right, you will see the Atlas Candid Cam channel, where you can see us recording this up in the front of the studio in the reception area of SculptaFit, and you will be able to see Master Coach Marianne in the flesh and everything that we're doing here. So first and foremost, I want to welcome you to episode number 5. And we're going to welcome Master Coach Marianne to the episode.
Thank you, Joey. It's great to be here today.
Awesome to have you.
And I'm everybody's
excited. Going to find out why. So right now, this is a Saturday afternoon at about 2:30 in northeastern Florida. And one of the reasons why we're doing this now in the studio is because this is one of the only quiet times here. And being Saturday, our houses are a little chaotic. Marianne's got visitors from out of town. I've got kids coming and going at the house. So we are in the studio, and there is some noise outside, so you may hear a little bit of various noises. We got the tree guys outside cleaning up the mall here. We've got, I think there's a party going on next door at the popcorn and candy store. But anyway, this is how life is. It's all good. We're going to bring you some awesome info. And the way we're going to roll into this episode is I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I met Master Coach Marianne, all right? So, first of all, how's your Saturday going?
Great. Busy, but good.
Busy?
The sun's shining. It's beautiful outside. So that's where we've been 90% of this day.
So you already did a 5K today, right?
I did a 5K this morning.
Give me the quick summary on that.
It was great. It was for Girls on the Run, which, excuse me, you know, is my favorite charity in the world.
Yes.
And it was really fun. I got out, tested my legs a little bit, let them stretch, had a lot of fun with that. And then, let's see, they had a great turnout, almost 2,000 people. So it's a huge, huge success for Girls on the Run. 100% of that goes to the charity.
Awesome.
So that's fabulous.
Awesome.
Good way to start the day.
Yeah. Well, thank you for making the time on the Saturday here. I know you're busy. So much appreciated. I see you've got your SculptaFit t-shirt on. I just had a revelation about this. I've got mine on, and I've switched from a small to a comfy medium. And I think
your medium?
Smedium.
Yeah.
Smedium. I think I'm gonna go with these because they have more of a baggy, comfortable feel to me. And so I lose that muscular look because it's not as snug, but we may go with this anyway.
Makes it more.
How's yours
muscly.
Feel? Good.
I love my. In fact, I ran this morning in my SculptaFit tank top so that I could represent the women, all of our women here.
Awesome.
Have them running with me.
Yeah.
Makes me inspired.
Speaking of our women here, so on the drive over from the neighborhood, we have a lot of our clients from the Durban area. By the way, if you're local listening, we have global listeners to this show. But if you are local in the St. John's, Florida area, Mandarin area, please make it a point to come check out the Sculpt2Fit studio. There's a lot of good stuff going on here for the women. And for the men, if you're listening, give your wife a gift. Give your girlfriend a gift. Have her come in for a little while, and you'll both benefit from it. Trust me.
Come meet me. I love meeting new women.
Come meet Master Coach Marianne and the rest of the team. You'll be glad you did. And by the end of this episode, you're going to see why.
A lot of fun.
What was I saying?
We were talking about the women in the area.
Yes.
Speaking of our wonderful ladies.
Right. So driving up the cul-de-sac on my way here, Angel LaRock she's coming across the street. She's got kids out there, and she was talking with the neighbors. And so she's been coming probably for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, give or take.
The rock star. I love Angel.
She's awesome. Just like all the other women.
I want to
say something because it's going to bring value to this episode, and you'll understand why. When I first met her, when they first moved here, I immediately could see she needs help, right? It's what we do.
Yes.
We want to help people, so we recognize people we can help.
Yep.
It's not a judgmental thing. It's just we know we can help people. So I saw she can benefit from what we're doing. Well, natural conversations happened, and she ended up in here for one reason or another. And just seeing her today, even though most people wouldn't know her recent path, seeing her now compared to 6 months ago, like there are some awesome things happening.
Huge.
She was wearing her tight workout gear.
Yes.
And even though she's a larger woman, she is looking fantastic. Her body is changing. Her energy is changing.
Mm-hmm.
You can see she's feeling more beautiful.
She has less aches and pains as well.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed. In fact, she was looking so good the other day. I was watching her work out from behind, and I asked her, when is her next fit cue? Because I can see her changing.
Yes.
Completely, her shape. She's got this beautiful shape, and I can see it changing. And I wanted her to be able to see on paper how the results, they're incredible.
It's happening.
And I love it.
And of course, our philosophy here is not just what you see
on
the outside.
No, inside out.
That's
why I said the aches and pains are disappearing. She glows. She's a joy to be around.
Absolutely.
I love having her in studio, but you can
see. She's an awesome neighbor.
You can see her getting healthy, and I love it so much.
Good stuff. And she's got an awesome support system. Her husband, Mark.
Yeah, he's great.
I was speaking to him the other night and trying to rub off some good energy on him, and he's almost ready to take action himself.
Good.
So speaking of Master Coach Marianne.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you about Coach Corinne. I sense she might be almost ready to be a master coach herself. Give me an update on Corinne.
Coach Corinne is, she is just, first of all, a beautiful person.
Yes. That's why she's here. She's
inside,
part of the team.
Inside and out. I mean, she just has such a joyful, beautiful countenance about her that she makes you want to push yourself and be better just by being around her.
Yes.
Now, as a coach, I actually came in on Thursday morning and surprised her in her class. She trained my mom and I, and she did great. My muscles were bursting, but I was joking with her about that after. But she pushed us. She kept us on point. I mean, she was calling my mom out on a few things that my mom needed to be called out on.
Good.
And she knew what she was doing, and she went after it in the confidence. It's so fun to see how confident and she's doing so well. I just get so excited when it comes to Corinne because
she's blossoming into
this incredible coach. Yes.
Yeah, I can see it.
She is. She's definitely one that gives you a good workout, but you leave feeling better about yourself just by spending time with her.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why I believe it was a good idea to start bringing you and the rest of the team on the podcast shows came from that team building session we did. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a good one.
So
strengthening.
Here's a good laugh. So For those listening, for those watching, Director of Smooth Operations, Nikki, everybody in here is like, they're my arms, they're my hands, they are what I cannot be because I am behind the scenes doing a lot of the educational marketing, content production.
Oh, you're the
brain. Big planner.
Everybody has different.
So you guys are, without you guys, this wouldn't happen. Without you girls, this wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen. So Director of Smooth Operations, Nikki Doherty, sets up an occasional team builder meeting. So it's me, her, and the other coaches, Coach Casey, Coach Corinne, and Master Coach Marianne. The last one we had was here in the studio. I think it was either a Friday or a Saturday night.
Friday night.
And Nikki has some surprises for us. One of the surprises that night was basically sitting in a circle on the floor in the middle of the studio. And Nikki has an assignment. And the assignment was each of us is going to share a specific life challenge.
Yes.
Right?
But first, before you go there, she made us comfortable with each other. Right. By having us make a dance, a Sculpt to Fit team dance,
yeah,
we have to at least. So she got everybody relaxed before.
Absolutely,
she was.
She's good,
which shows how good she is. She got us relaxed and comfortable, and then we sat down to talk. And then, sorry to cut you off, but go ahead,
this
Joey.
This is part of why we're doing this. So all casual.
Yes.
So we sit in our circle, and Nikki asks each of us to tell a story about a challenging. Mm-hmm. Trying time of our life, share as much detail as we want, and how we came through that, and how we benefited from it. So, I can't remember if I went last or second
last.
But I was like, I had my two painful marriages and divorces that I was gonna go through, but after hearing the team go through theirs, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to get up and leave with my two painful divorces because what you girls all shared.
Well, maybe
was,
you did start. I can't remember.
But if I did or if I went last.
I think you started, maybe started and finished.
Maybe.
Nikki started.
Nikki did start. Yeah. That's right. But I'm thinking after hearing all of your stories, man, I'm like, there's a reason why each of you are part of this team. And those experiences are part of what shaped you and made you to become part of this. Because there's something about each of you that you've taken the tough, painful challenges and you've made yourselves benefit from them.
Yeah, they've definitely shaped us into who we are. We've each worked very hard to know who we are, to know of our individual worth, and to know that we are special, strong, unique women. And it's
this is the legion of superheroes here. No doubt.
We have each worked very harder than anyone would guess.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's understatement, seriously. So some of this will be revealed in future episodes, maybe some videos.
Yeah.
Because I think as humans, we all need to know that we see successful people and it's easy to assume, well, they've had no challenges.
Yes.
But in reality, just about, I don't know anybody successful or happy, truly genuinely happy and successful who has not had challenges as part of those stepping stones to get there.
Well, and I think we go through challenges to help each other. I used to not share, but I've learned you need to share. Because your challenges and your successes are the answers to someone else's struggles.
Absolutely.
And what you've learned along the way, although you can never walk in someone else's shoes, you've learned something that might help them their journey a little easier.
Yes.
Or, you know,
you could be one of those stepping stones for them.
We're here to help each other.
Right.
Yes. And boy, it sure helped me, you know, with the way I look at life now.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got it. So this takes us to how we met.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about this because it's an important part of the story and the bigger picture.
It shows we're both crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what makes us us. That's why we connected.
Crazy.
So this is probably 10 years ago now because it's...
Not quite.
Eight?
It's only been five. We moved here 5 years ago and you met me. Yes, you were like one of the first people I met on my very first runs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I make things seem long.
So you move. So it's, let's say it's, so it's 5 years.
5 years.
Okay. Wow.
I know.
A lot has happened in 5 years.
A lot. A lot of good.
A lot of good. Yeah, yeah. For sure. So let's turn the clock back 5 years.
Okay.
Right. I'm living down in Bartram, which is a few more miles down the road.
Yep.
And I do my daily runs. You're in your zone. You're doing your daily runs.
And I zone. When I run,
right,
I am zoned. Yes.
So
I was training for ultras at the time.
Yeah. And I noticed that because I'm observant. Like I do my thing, but I like to watch human behavior.
Yes.
So I will see the Johnny come latelys. January, there'll be an extra handful of people out running and biking.
Especially in that neighborhood.
Yes.
It's
so through the year, you'll see these ebbs and flows of, you know, I'm going to start Monday, or I'm going to start in the new year, or spring and summer's coming. We're going to, right? So
they're the spring and summer sprinters.
Yes. The on again, off againers, right? We know a lot of them. So, but I also like to recognize the serious people, like who have, make the lifetime commitment.
Yes. Right? It's good to connect with your.
Yes. So you know, were one of those few.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, like we crossed paths a few times. Eventually we were waving, smiling, right? And so I knew I wanted to connect because I sensed something really, really cool about you. And again, I mentioned this before, it was strictly platonic.
Yeah.
I didn't even care if you were wearing a ring or not. I knew we had to talk.
No, I just knew you were my house, we call them the crazies. I knew you were a fellow crazy out there. Because you had to be a little bit on nuts.
A good crazy.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yes, it's a healthy crazy.
It is. But anyway, I knew an extremist, I guess, a physical extremist.
In a way. You have to take control of your own mind, and that's extreme, right?
Yes.
So I tracked you down, said hello, right? And then from there, we'd cross paths.
Yep. It was just nice knowing someone out there on the road.
Yes.
We
saw each other in the markets a few times here and
sometimes
there.
Sometimes you'd be biking.
Right.
Sometimes
and chat.
We were running,
but that was it. Like it was very short, casual chats and hellos, and just we made the connection, right?
Yeah.
And we knew there was something good there. So I move out of the neighborhood a couple miles closer this way.
Yes,
we don't see each other for a while.
It had been a while. In fact, I had been looking for you, and I remember thinking, Joey's gone. I wonder where he went to.
Right.
So
the universe did its work. Brought you into the neighborhood where I moved to.
Yes.
We crossed paths again on I think it was a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. I had met a couple friends. They were going to run early, and I thought, I'll go warm up with them. So I went out and ran with them for a little bit. I can't remember if I saw you when I was running with them or if I was finishing up on my own.
It was one of those.
Yeah, but it was that Saturday.
Right. And so it was like, oh my God, it's you, right? So
Joey!
Your hair was shorter, and but I knew it was you. I could see the energy.
Yes, because Miriam is like, what's up?
So, and I knew I'd see you again. If I saw you then, I knew I was going to see you again soon.
Yes.
So we crossed paths, I think, that night when Tan was...
Oh, actually, it was about a week later.
Yeah.
I had some medical things happen.
Right.
And I had to drop Tanner off at this church play date for the first time. I'd never been at that friend's house before.
Right.
And I had to go for a walk.
Yes.
Because I wasn't released to run.
Right.
And so I thought, man, I'm gonna go walk.
Right.
And
I'm doing an evening bike ride.
Yes.
Right?
And I ran into Joey.
Right.
It's like, oh, and I'm walking.
Right. So this was cool. I hop off the bike. We start walking and catching up as if we had been friends for years
forever.
And years.
Yep.
And we just start talking.
Yep.
Right. So I start telling you about Sculpt-A-Fit.
Yes.
And
well, at first we start connecting about this was the first time you and I realized we were in the same industry and that we held the same belief system about training women and why we love to train women and help.
That was a deep conversation.
Yeah.
That was about a 45-minute walk.
Yes. You got off the bike and walked with me. And we started talking about how we feel women are important and the importance of helping them be healthy. And then this came up. And it was great. I was so excited for you.
Yeah,
I just remember thinking, I can't wait to come check it out.
As
I'm so excited.
Saying, look, you need to just come try it.
Yeah, I was just excited to come in and see what my friend had come up with.
Right.
And in fact, I was a little nervous because I told you, I don't want to come in because I'm going to want to stay. And you said, just come check it out. I'm like, okay.
So what happened? You come in.
I know.
You go through a session with the class, right?
Yes. As soon as I was cleared, I came in and I knew, I even told my husband, I'm like, I don't want to go in because I know what I'm going to like. And I had my own personal training thing going on.
Right.
And I did. I came in and within like the first exercise, I'm like, oh, I love this so much. And it wasn't even, I love the workout. Love it so much. The first time the Bungenies came on and Nikki explained them, I said, that's genius. Genius. And then I call her Miss Debbie, Miss Deb, Deborah Stoudemire, working right out next to me. Oh, and yeah, she was pushing me. Uh-huh. She's like, you know, you can add a push up to that. And I was like, okay, I will.
How cool is that?
Like, she was rocking it. Uh-huh. She was so great. I loved how the women just pushed each other and encouraged each other. And it was so exciting and uplifting, mm-hmm, but yet such a great workout at the same time,
right,
that I came out of here. Like, I went home and I think it was like a day or two before, mm-hmm, I could come back. I was craving it.
Right.
I'm like, I want to go back to Sculpt-A-Fit. And so the second time I got in here again, and I loved it even more. And the same, the women, it was a different time. And I loved that group of women just as right much. And I remember feeling it very different than what I've done in the past.
Yes.
Because it was slow.
That's what we're all control about here.
Yes. And I could feel my muscles strengthening as they were stretching, which was really important to me because of past injuries, mm-hmm, and things. And
this is good. This
like
is
like that
good,
came
good
up on something.
So you come in here, right? I invite you as a friend because I want to share this with somebody who will appreciate it.
I get so excited
to
talk about Sculpt-A-Fit.
So I'm going to deviate off to some questions that, mm-hmm, are tied directly into this.
Yeah, you got
to
rein me in.
So you come in here as, mm-hmm, a fitness person, a fitness professional,
yes,
who is training, I don't know, 10 female local clients on a regular basis, give or take?
I had I had probably double that because I had, okay, 1, 2, 3, so around 20 that, okay, I just trained in the area because I had a couple groups and then I have privates as well.
Awesome. So not many, but enough. So we're going to come back to this. I want to rewind though and, mm-hmm, ask you about your journey into fitness. Like, did it happen in childhood? Tell me how you got into fitness.
I'm laughing.
Let's tell
about
our listeners.
My parents. How did I get
into
fitness?
We want to share this with our listeners because this is very enlightening.
So this is kind of funny. My parents met competing in gymnastics. They were both gymnasts, and my dad was internationally ranked. He was outstanding. He was All-American on the rings. He went to the Olympic trials. He tore his bicep. I mean, it was incredible. And my mom was a very talented gymnast also. So she competed collegiately, and they met competing, married. They were coaching for the University of Oregon women's gymnastics team. When I was born, I was raised in the gym. My mom's a marathon runner, but my dad also did 100-mile ultra marathons, triathlons. So this is what I grew up doing. I grew up in the gym, but then I grew up, you know, going to their races and being their crew.
So you were born right into the matrix of positivity,
yes,
positive influence. Mm-hmm. That was your matrix. That was your surroundings.
That's all I knew. My comfort zone was working out.
Mm-hmm. It was very normal.
To me, I thought every family, in fact, my husband can tell you, when we first got married, I thought every family, holidays, what do? You run a 5K. Christmas morning, what do? You all get up and go for a family run. Like, I thought that's what people did.
Love it.
So when I got married, I would just sign everyone up for five, like Thanksgiving Day, I signed everyone up for the turkey trot. Come to find out, that's not what every family does. And they were really sweet and kind the first 2 years before they actually like, okay, we don't do this. Uh-huh. But so yes, I did think that's just everybody's normal. And I competed in gymnastics for years, until I had some injuries, which we can talk about that another time.
Yep.
And then when I couldn't compete in gymnastics anymore, I started running track, and then I started playing soccer, and I ended up playing, I was first team all state in soccer my senior year. We won state.
Does Nikki know this?
I think she knows a little bit, but I don't.
Nikki was a soccer bomb too.
Yes.
Like,
Nikki's,
you guys
amazing,
have to talk. Oh yeah.
I did 2 years of college soccer. And then I kind of burnt out, mm-hmm, completely burnt out. And that's when I really started running long distance. Mm-hmm. High school, I was a sprinter and a hurdler. And then after I quit playing college soccer, I dove into running. And that's when I started running marathons and really fell in love with the distance and learned, mm-hmm, that that's where I could clear my mind. But I mean, I used to have to go early mornings with my brother to the gym to lift weights with the football team because that's just what we did. And, you know, I had hurdles in my backyard. We had a pommel horse and parallel bars. We just worked out. Awesome. It was fun.
So from there, how did you get into, I guess, training people?
Personal training?
Yeah.
So let's see. I have a passion for helping women understand how special they are. I also was a hairstylist, and I used to do both. Not because there's something about having a woman leave feeling better. So I wanted to go, when I was little, I used to joke and say I wanted my own fitness videos because I just like helping people feel better. And when I figured out that I, as a personal trainer, could have someone come to me, I could help them feel better one way or another, mm-hmm. and they could leave feeling strong, whether it was strong mentally or physically, I knew I had to do more of it.
Right.
When I realized physically, there was a lot of trauma and different things that I had to overcome in life. Things have not been easy. But I found that the more healthy and physically fit I was, the better I handled things mentally and physically. And the faster, the healthier I was, the better I recovered. I remember when the doctors tried to tell me I was ADD and I needed this regimen of medications. No, I just needed to go exercise and watch what I ate, and I was fine.
Yeah.
So the more I learned about this, the more I wanted to share it. Mm-hmm. I just want every female out there to understand how special she is and how when you're healthy, you're able to be happy. They go together. Our mind and our bodies work together. So I wanted to share that as much as possible.
This is good. I mean,
that's why.
Even though we're female focused here in the studio, the podcast, I want you guys who are listening, just know that it's the same thing. Like as a man, I will tell you, in all the stages of my life and the ups and downs, whenever I was fit and in shape, no matter what was coming my way, was a million times easier to handle, deal with, and get through.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, I don't think I'd have come out okay if I wasn't taking care of myself.
Right.
You know, knock on wood, there were times when I fell off the wagon. I was able to feel the pain of being out of shape and unhealthy and feel how much I did not like it and how much my life suffered from being in that state. So gentlemen listening to this, just know the same lessons apply and the same takeaways apply, right?
So I just thought about when you asked me, I think your exact question was, when did I know I wanted to become a personal trainer? When I was a senior in high school, I'm going to go way back, I had the opportunity to be an aide in the, then we called it the special education. Mm-hmm. I think now it's the life skills class. So the special education PE class, I was able to be an aide in. And the PE teacher actually let me come in and do a couple fitness classes with the kids.
Nice.
And I just did, I was a conditioning coach. Well, we'll get to that. I did a couple of the conditioning things that I would do with the gymnastics classes that I coached, and I watched how much the kids loved it and came alive. And I thought, this is something I want to do more of. And so that little taste of it, and then I got into coaching gymnastics, and as the coach, I became the conditioning coach. I was able to strengthen and condition the girls and watch how through that strength and condition, they became more confident in their movements. Anyway, it all went into one thing, went into another, but I love watching how this helps people transform.
Yeah, it's so last episode, Nikki and I talked about step one of escaping the matrix of negativity, right? Mm-hmm. It's first being aware of it. So for you, you were born in complete surroundings of physical activity, using the body, and it was very common. Me, I was born into a two-sided matrix. My dad living fitness-based matrix, my mom and most of her family not, okay? So I was able to see the difference. But in our society, a lot of the women we deal with, or you guys deal with here in the studio, a lot of the male and females that I deal with online who come for advice, There's all kinds of matrices yes. that they were born into mm-hmm. that, I mean, honestly, some people just don't know you're supposed to take care of yourself. You're supposed to proactively.
Right. It's never been introduced to
right.
them.
It's, and I get it. Yes. Like it's not a judgmental, it's it like, I get as, it. You're born into yes. a place mm-hmm. where nobody was able to teach you right. that you're supposed to physically, proactively take care of your body and eat properly.
If you sat me down in a musical room and said, start playing any instrument, I would not have a clue what to do because that's not,
right.
that's very foreign to me and I don't understand it. And that's how the fitness world is to other people. They weren't born into it. They were never taught. They don't have a clue.
Yes.
It's very foreign to them.
The big difference here, though, mm-hmm. is you won't age prematurely and die if you don't know how to play instruments. But
right.
you will suffer the consequences
if you don't physically
take care of yourself.
It's mandatory.
Exercise the body. Mm-hmm. It's made to be moved. Like
it's
we know the elaborate structure
yeah.
it is. It is the vessel.
It's our vessel
that takes you through the
life.
So, we have the responsibility yeah. of taking care of it.
Well, and if we don't take care of ourselves, our vessel, we can't take care of anyone else.
Can't.
And there's people that we need to take care of.
Yes.
It just, you need to take care of yourself, not just for physical health, but mental health
Absolutely.
As well.
The whole package.
Yep.
Inside and out. Mind, body, spirit. Yes. Awesome. So, like I mentioned, we talked about some of the challenges in that team builder meeting. You've had some big ones. We don't have to
yes.
go way back. Maybe we could do that in the future on a specific episode that will touch a lot of
sure.
lives when we go there.
It's good for me to go there when
yeah,
it's time.
It'll help mm-hmm. a lot of people. It really will. But for the sake of today's episode, a lot of people get thrown off their program when
yes.
something happens, right? It's one of their, a lot of
yes.
these ladies, I used to go like, I was going 3 years
yes.
straight and
mm-hmm.
then XYZ happened and
yes.
I haven't, right? So we know that's part of our job here is
mm-hmm.
to get them back on track and to keep them there.
Yes.
If something should happen again that derails them,
mm-hmm.
how have you been able to stay the course? Like when we met up again
mm-hmm.
a few months ago, you had just come through surgery.
Yep.
How did you go through that with knowing eventually you're going to be back? You're going to get yourself back on track. What was your thought process and what can somebody listening take away from that to apply to their own life?
So for me, and what I try to share with my clients is that exercise is just as important as drinking water, eating food, sleeping, and breathing.
Mm.
You exercise.
Awesome.
So when you have something happen, like I've had major health problems. I still do. I'm getting ready for a whole new slew of procedures, and that's a real word, slew,
mm-hmm.
of procedures slew. Coming up in the next couple months. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
However, every time you have something come up, you don't stop eating and drinking and sleeping or breathing. You still shower.
Mm-hmm.
You still put clothes on. Why wouldn't you exercise? Exercise is just as important for your overall health. In fact, it's the thing that will help you recover even better if you exercise going into it and you exercise coming out of it. You will recover better at a more quick pace. And the recovery will last you longer. Now, here's the key. You may have to alter the type of exercise you do before and after,
mm-hmm.
but you never stop doing it because it's just as important as, like I've said five times now, eating,
yeah.
drinking, sleep. It's a part of your lifestyle. And because you have a healthy lifestyle,
not a diet,
a quick fix.
No, it's just
not a 3-week program.
Proper habits of living.
It's a lifestyle.
Right? Do you think there are people who use instances of challenge as an
yeah.
excuse to get derailed? And
yes, I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped right at that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think life's hard.
Yeah.
And challenges are hard. And sometimes it's the things that are best for us that are the hardest to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we know they will help us the most, they will help those around us the most.
Yes.
They're the last thing we want to do. They're the things that are the easiest to find excuses for. However, just like eating vegetables, they're the best things for you. You need to eat them. Exercise is the best thing for your body, your muscles, your oxygen levels, your circulation, the list goes on and on and on. You need to use your body. You can't just let it sit.
Right.
So you've got to do it.
640 muscles in the human body. We're made to move.
That's just the muscle.
Right.
That doesn't count what exercise does for your bones, for your eyesight, for your hearing.
Absolutely.
For your,
we're built to move.
You know, for your cholesterol, for
blood pressure,
everything.
Heart, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Triglycerides, energy.
Hormones. There's nothing about your physical makeup that wasn't made to be moved on a daily basis.
Yeah, no doubt. Your mom is an awesome client here of Sculpt-A-Fit.
She loves.
Very proud of her being.
Oh my goodness,
part
she
of
loves Sculpt-A-Fit.
So tell me
she
a little bit
it.
About Susan. You mentioned her early years, mm-hmm. how active and athletic.
Yes.
What made you think and believe? And this may be a really easy answer. That she was an ideal fit to come in here and this would benefit from.
Okay, let's back up. I don't know if you remember that night we went for the walk or you found me walking.
Yes.
Do you remember when you told me about Sculpt-A-Fit? Yeah. I said, I need to get my mom in here.
Do you remember that?
She doesn't live here, but when she comes, I'm going to get her in here.
Right.
My mom, and I need to give a little shout out to Susan because when I lived in Utah, I had my own fitness studio. Mm-hmm. I taught class every morning at 5:15, 5 days a week. And I did a class every night at 8 p.m., 5 days a week. She did not miss one.
Wow.
And this is back when I believed in the hardcore. I've evolved mm-hmm. and changed my way of thinking. Let's say that first. But back in the day when I would do boot camps and I would alternate boot camp with toning,
mm-hmm.
she did not miss a single boot camp.
Wow.
She did all 10 classes every week.
Mm.
And worked full time, so she works out hard. However,
now, let's share with our listeners. How old is Susan, your mom?
She was born in 51.
Okay.
So how old does that make her? I think she'll be 66 this year.
66, 67.
She has given birth to 6 children, 1 boy and 5 girls. Now
I should say how young is Susan?
How young is Susan?
She rocks
owns
it. Yeah.
But she has had her knees replaced. She has had. I think she has had a total of 6 back surgeries. She has had her neck fused 3 different times at least. Mm-hmm.
And you'd never know it.
I mean, lost count. She has had problems with her wrist to where one point they thought she had a cyst, but actually it was the tendon mm-hmm. that had torn and balled up. They've reconstructed that. She has been.
And she comes in here and smokes it.
She comes in here, what month is this, April?
Yep.
January, she had back surgery. You wouldn't know. However, she has exercised all the way into it, and she exercised out of it.
That's it. It's like full-time.
And so this is perfect for her, and she is thriving. Now she's moved here, and she's thriving. She
right.
is stronger than she's ever been,
yeah.
and she's been pretty strong. She's flexible. She's strong.
She's on a true anti-aging
yes.
program.
And not only that, she has cleaned up their eating. Like, they don't even have white sugar in the house anymore. She just doesn't
Love
like it.
She's That's huge.
She loves. She recognizes.
When your taste changes
yes.
to where white sugar mm-hmm. tastes bad to you, that's
yeah.
a sign of something.
Yeah. She craves, like, healthy
awesome.
Produce and She loves being here. She texts me like yesterday. Mm. I wasn't here, and Corinne did her class, and I had a text within 5 minutes of her leaving. Corinne was great. That
nice.
Was awesome.
Love it.
So her overall health, and not only that, because Sculpt-A-Fit makes you move in a slow, controlled way,
mm-hmm.
it carries into life. Like, I feel myself more controlled.
Right.
And more patient.
Absolutely.
Because I'm learning to slow down.
The only way the body moves that
mm-hmm.
way is if the mind is sending that
yes.
message. And when the mind mm-hmm. is proactively sending that message in an activity,
yeah.
your mind starts to do that in other aspects of your life.
It relaxes.
And I'm not just saying this because this is, I,
But that's why we need to exercise. Like, I constantly am exercising my way of thinking, like trying to teach myself, instead of saying, I'm tired, this is hard, to this is strengthening and I can do this.
Yes.
You know, so we need to train, just absolutely. Like I train my legs to run, I train my brain also.
Yes.
Or I exercise my brain. So she is, I mean, she's just thriving and loving it, and she's so healthy and happy.
Does your dad feel like he's being left behind?
Because she goes home and shows him things.
Awesome.
And, oh, please, he has your videos. He's read your book. I gave him the book in one day. I gave it to him in the morning. I went back in the afternoon, and it was, like, highlighted and marked. Wow. He's like, do you mind if I keep this? I'm like, it's yours, Dad.
Love that. I love hearing that.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. She's got her sticker on the car.
Nice.
No, they're loving it. And not just because at first she came because I was here.
Sure.
Now she comes without me.
Oh, yeah. That's where the gold is right there.
She has surpassed me.
Yeah. When people come in here and, you know, we get ladies in here they walk in very skeptical,
yes.
insecure, mm-hmm. and scared. And they'll admit
very
that.
Very scared.
Right?
And I hear a lot, I have never exercised, but I realized I need to. And that's, I'm like, yes, come in and just see what you're capable of.
And rightfully so. I mean, I don't blame them for being scared and insecure.
It's new.
It's new. And they don't know.
It's scary.
We're saying it's different. Yes, some of our women share the stories of how it's different, and the people closest to them, they believe they're friends.
Right.
But women who they haven't heard about us through a close friend. They hear about us through an article in the local paper or Facebook or what have you, or just walking by. It's almost too good to be true. Some of them will tell us. Like, it sounds too good to be true. It's gentle, it's fun, it's safe, it's effective, yet it works like gangbusters.
Well, and I love telling women why it's safe is because when we design these configurations, we design them for the female body. Inside and out.
Yes.
We really put a lot of thought and heart and soul into it.
Yes. You guys might get the question too. I get questions like, why just women for the studio? And I have these machines at the house. This is what I train on. So it's not that this is only for women. The way the configurations and the delivery is set up is that it is female specific.
It is very.
And our type of women who we have in here, 85-90% of them do only want to be amongst women. So those two key factors alone are why this is women only.
Yes.
Not to say that we couldn't do a men's version for the guys. And the training would be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. They'd be able to do different things. Their upper end abilities would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be for men only.
Yes.
But give me some more insight as to what the women who come in here where fitness and exercise is kind of a new realm in their life that they now, it's not an option. They know they need it. Because either the doctors told them 2 or 3 years in a row that your medical profile is getting worse and worse.
Life
or
affecting.
They look in the mirror and they're wise enough to realize everything is falling apart. And I know I'm not taking care of myself.
Or they hurt.
Right. They hurt. Like all these different things. They hurt.
It hurts
weak,
to get out of the car.
No energy.
It hurts.
They're depressed. Right. And nothing is.
Mm-hmm. I can't garden because it hurts.
Right. So shed some light on the aha moments of some of these women. They come in and try it. Give me an example.
Let's talk about Brenda Pence.
Okay.
Okay. I met Brenda when my daughter Tanner, who's now a fourth grader, was a kindergartner. She's the chorus teacher at the elementary school. And immediately when she walked in, one of my first days here to take a class, she's been here since your first class.
Yes, she's a founder.
I immediately recognized the difference in Brenda. She is so strong. But one of my favorite aha moments is when Brenda came in a couple weeks ago and she told me, I spent all day gardening, all day over the weekend. She said when she stood up, she didn't hurt at all. And she had been in like a squat all day. She said that would have laid her up for the next couple days in the past.
For true.
She wasn't even sore
because
she had developed so much strength that it was now enjoyable.
Yes.
She wasn't sore.
The physical ability.
And she realized,
to do it.
I'm not sore. We have another client who told me the first day she came into work, she'd never exercised a day in her life. And the first day, it was fun, and we got through it. Right. And she was way out of her comfort zone. And she said she went home, and she had to go into her son's room to clean something, and she went to step over something on the floor, and she fell because her legs were so fatigued. They were so tired. She fell and bruised herself. So now fast forward a couple months, and all of a sudden we have an exercise in the configuration where you have to pick your leg up and step over something, and she mastered it and was fine. And she said she went home and went upstairs or something and didn't fall at all. And she was saying how exciting that was, that she went in just a matter of like 6 to 8 weeks from actually falling because she didn't have the muscle control or the endurance.
Everything. Control, balance, strength.
And being able to go and do similar things.
Right.
The list goes on. I just get so
excited. I love
excited.
Hearing it because
the women.
Anybody listening or watching video, I'm not here a lot. The whole
we
equation
the
here. Yeah. I told the team, your job is to keep me out of here because this is a women only studio. I'm supposed to work from afar. I will be here for certain events, seminars, little things like this. And as much as I want to be here and had a hard time in the beginning letting go enough not to be here hands-on, you guys are just like gold. Like what you're doing, you, like we said this before, you are the female version of me.
We're two peas in a pod.
Allowing me to feel like I am here when I'm not even here. Right?
And
the rest
joke.
Of the team is elevating now too.
Yeah. Oh,
they're
gosh.
In the zone.
They're amazing.
And like I mentioned in that last team builder and almost started crying, like I feel like
we're emotional this, people. We're very emotional.
The vision I had that I thought was impossible is actually happening right now. And I say that to let everybody know that if you can see it, then it will never be impossible. It
no.
will just take time and effort.
You just have to be brave and go for it. But let me share my aha moment.
Bring it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So when we were walking, the reason I was walking was because, I mean, I'd had major surgery and that will be for another day, but I'd been exercising and back at it. The type of exercise, my muscles were so tight that they had, because of the way the doctors had to stitch me back up, my muscles were pulled tight. And the type of exercising I was doing, although it was, you know, at the time, what I'd always done, my muscles had torn and detached and caused internal bleeding. So I was in extreme amount of pain, and that was not fun at all. I ended up in the ER. It was horrible. So since working out here, I have not had, my range of motion and mobility is incredible. I have, my mom even commented, my old gymnastics coach, on my flexibility. She was shocked because she knows how horrible it has been at times.
Yeah.
My flexibility is incredible. I have no pain, no pain at all.
Awesome.
Because I'm staying slow and controlled. And strong. I love when people will come in and ask me, well, is this for the athlete? Like, is this really intense? I just ran an 18-minute 5K.
Right. And it's variable. Like, we have true pure beginners in their 60s.
This was an aha moment.
Coming in here. And we have seasoned veteran athletes and fitness on and offers coming in here. It's the variability in here for different levels is what allows different women to come in here and get what they need out of it.
Right. The fact that, and that's my aha moment. It was really fun for me today to be out there in my SculptaFit jersey and think, 6 months ago, I was in the hospital with internal bleeding and I have been able to strengthen myself properly and to a point where I am feeling back like new. And, you know, I'm not even supposed to be doing what I'm doing right now, but because I'm doing it the right way, I feel like $1 million. And I mean, I could go on all day about it, but that's my aha moment. It was fun.
I love it. I love it. That's profound.
So it's for all levels
of
fitness.
Yes. Speaking of that, before we wrap up, the change, like the coaching team, you girls all do this now. Like you jump into classes when it fits your schedule. And we'll talk about everybody eventually. But right now, the one who sticks out, like in terms of, I guess we'll say visible change,
yes.
Coach Corinne, like we've had to take new bio pictures of her each month because of how much she's changing.
Yes. She has.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. She is, you can just see her growing, but physically.
Right.
Like she is.
She does two or three times a week.
So we all do three times a week. It's just.
Nice. I love that.
I'm like, we set that standard so that we know what we're doing. And we want to feel what our ladies are feeling.
Yes.
And it's fabulous. So why wouldn't we anyway? But so since she's been doing this, she said she's eating. She strives to eat better. You can see her. Her confidence has grown. I mean, physically, she's changing drastically.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I see her, I'm like, you look so incredible. I didn't think you could look more incredible, but you look more incredible. And the way she carries herself is just, she's got like this newfound courage.
Oh, yeah. And she's a different woman from when she first started.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll take credit for seeing, you know, that the gem inside of her is part of my gift.
But now she's seeing the gem
inside
of herself.
Exactly.
And that's what's really fun. And she's a privilege just to be around.
Yeah, yeah.
I just could go on all day about her. But yes, she has just come alive in here.
And there's more to come too from all of you. Like I'm seeing awesome stuff from all of you.
We haven't even touched on Casey or Nikki.
Right.
And
we're just
that's a whole other episode.
Exactly.
They're incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
Golden here. All right. Well, this has been awesome. Is there anything else you want to say, share, talk about? We are going to do more. Like each of you, you're going to be on for at least a few more episodes. We've got some specific things we're going to talk about with you in terms of specific injuries, working through them, how other people, men and women, can get through injury periods of life and come out on the other end and do even better than they were before. So that's one thing we'll talk about. I do want to talk about in the future managing the food and nutrition struggle from a psychological perspective. Mm-hmm. And some of the things we can share that will really reveal some aha moments and tangible, actionable steps people can take to shift their nutrition mindset, we call it.
And it is a shift.
Yes. Yeah. And it's something as humans we can all do, but it's a matter of hearing something first before that light bulb goes off.
Yeah. And having the desire.
Yes. And we can trigger that too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So anything else you want to share, say, and add in? Or
I just get excited. So we probably should hold it because I get too excited about
things. Thank you for doing this. There's a lot of helpful material in this. So thank you, Master Coach Marianne. We'll see you next time. This is Joey Atlas. Before I wrap up this episode, remember, we've got the Atlas Action coaching assignment coming up in a few seconds. So stay tuned for that. And after that, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, on thejoeyatlas.com. You can come and post on the blogs there in the comment section, and we will see you next time. All right, all right. That was awesome. Now, before I give you your Atlas Action coaching assignment, I want to review just three quick things that you can do to help yourself and to help some of your friends, family, and coworkers. Number one, if you love this podcast, subscribe to it. It's free, and you will never miss an episode. You'll get them automatically sent to your smart device as soon as I publish each new episode. Just go to thejoeyatlas.com/iTunes. That's simple. Once you get there, hit subscribe, and you're good to go. And all I ask is that if you're loving the episodes, please do rate the show. If you want to leave a review, fantastic. That really, really helps. And the more people we can reach with this, the better this world will be, the more I can keep doing this for you. Second, don't forget to come to the website, thejoeyatlas.com, and get your free Fit for Life fitness training program. Now, in addition to that, which you're going to be really surprised is free when you see it, I've got a bunch of other surprises that you're going to benefit from. You'll be able to share with people you know who can also use it as well, and I encourage it. Third, share. Just share all of this. Think of somebody. Think of at least one person who can benefit from what we're doing here and the message we're putting out and the materials we're putting out to help people get healthier, more fit, and happier in order to live better, longer lives. Pick somebody and share. Please do. They'll appreciate you for it, and of course, so will I, and you'll feel good by sharing. All right, the Atlas Action Coaching Assignment. Here's how you're going to get the most out of this. At the time of this recording, I just published a blog post on thejoeyatlas.com. So you'll want to go there, and in the upper right corner, you're going to see blog, B-O-L-G. Click on blog, and then in the search box, if you don't see the post immediately, if it's a few down, maybe I've published a few more by the time you hear this, in the search box, type in planner, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, or you could type in fitness planner and click the enter button or search button. You're going to see a blog post that where I talk about creating a simple but super effective fitness planner. And really, the essence of the fitness planner is to help you create a schedule, a calendar of sorts, that keeps you on track. You remember the old saying, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail? That's true. And it's even more true when it comes to fitness and good nutrition. If you just leave it to chance and you're just gonna see what happens tomorrow, you know where that goes, right? You've been there, you've done that, you fall off the program. Before you know it, you're back at square one. You've gotta create your plan, and you need to do that with a really, really simple fitness planner. When you get to the site, I have a few examples there, and I explain them in detail, and you'll know which one will resonate with you the most, and you'll know which one is going to benefit you most. And if you don't, you could try a few of them. It's not rocket science. They're so simple. When you see it, you're gonna be like, oh man, why didn't I think of this before? This is crazy. And at the bottom of the post, there's an open comment box. So you can come there, talk to me about this episode you just listened to, or if you want to talk about fitness planners and how you can create your own fitness planning system that gets you to your goals and keeps you there for life, then just post in the comment box. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to know how it's going for you. Or you can always reach me on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at TheJoeyAtlas, or on Facebook, of course. And all those buttons are on the main site at the bottom, TheJoeyAtlas.com. Everything is there for you. Everything you need to reach your goals and get to where you want to be is there. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.